Chapter 35 Satan. When the devil looked at Calvary, he saw his Waterloo, his defeat. That's what is the matter with him. The devil is conscious of his defeat. That is why, in the closing of this dispensation, the wrath of the enemy is being felt all the time in more intense form, because he sees the net drawing in. In the end, he will become fairly frantic. He will possess and move through every instrument he can find, in politics, in society, in art and music, in every form that he can get in. In the last days, he is going to be captured in his own net. He sees his utter defeat at Calvary. A demon is as evasive and subtle as a snake. I never reason with the devil. He is unreasonable. The devil is a servant, after all, and God uses him when he wants to. With Paul, he let a demon loose, a messenger of Satan, to buffet him. End of chapter 35. Chapter 36 Second Coming. In regard to the Second Coming, the believer does not need the external signs, such as the Jew returning to Israel. Those are for the ones who need to be aroused by great signs. But the believer is looking for these spiritual signs. 1. When the cup of iniquity is full. That's the negative sign. And 2. When the bride has made herself ready. That's the positive sign. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Revelations chapter 3, verse 11. I come quickly, not in the sense of time, but in the manner, like a flash, that no man take thy crown, in the sense of a bird snatching the seed. Truth, as in the parable of the sower, Mark chapter 4, verse 4. Hold fast the truth. Keep and guard my word and message. Hold, grasp the deposit of truth, for it relates to a crown, that no man take thy crown. End of chapter 36. Chapter 34 Resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus was God's seal and act of approval, signifying that his death was sufficient. Jesus never resurrected himself. God raised him from the dead. God the Father was pleased and satisfied with his victorious life and death. In raising him from the dead, God gave testimony that all was satisfactory. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul, in speaking of the resurrection, says, I will show you a mystery. He didn't say, I will define it or explain it. As there are so many different glories of stars, so is the resurrection of the dead. Everyone will be raised according to his own rank and glory. There is classification and order. Concerning resurrection, we read in Hebrews chapter 11, 35b, others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Those who have suffered correctly are waiting for a better resurrection. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, the Lord is not using the word witness about someone who gets up and gives a testimony. He is saying that a person coming up from the power of the Spirit is willing to let his life be slain in order that the life of the Christ may be lived through him. He becomes a witness, a testimony of the power of God. That is when the individual life becomes a witness, a testimony. The word witness here means martyr, one who is willing to let his very life go for the sake of the truth. The power of his resurrection possessed the disciples, and the power of the resurrection is always a witnessing power. The resurrection was a witness. The power that God used in raising Jesus from the dead was resurrection power onto a witness. When does he say, I will pour the Holy Spirit upon you? After the resurrection. For now there is resurrection quality in the power that is to come upon them. They are now ministering in resurrection power. The life is the witness. The bread and wine sacrament is a type of regeneration and resurrection. These emblems decompose, ferment, speaking of death. Then comes a higher form of life both in the bread and wine. The process is the same in both. In the bread we have the yeast, the leaven, which speaks of sin. This is no longer active, as it decomposes and is changed. In the wine there is also fermentation, death. It has no longer form as before. On the seventh month, the 17th day of the month, the ark rested on Ararat. This is the anniversary of the resurrection. End of chapter 34.